Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
Cue the food. Said it already sold.
Wow, Maddie's been in the audio lab, baby. Love it, love it. What a... I didn't know that was coming. And I was supposed to tell you, Matt, we need to play Halloween music, right? Because it's stupid Halloween. And you just, as usual, hit one out of the park without even letting me know. Without asking, without me having to say anything. That's why Le Big Matt is the boss.
Got to have a little fun on Halloween.
Love it. Love it. I assume we're going to play Halloween music the whole show, right?
Of course.
I mean, of course, right? I mean, why wouldn't we? We're a big music theme show. Feel Good Friday, Football Friday, I should say, is tomorrow, Motown Monday, and everything in between. We should probably do something on Tuesday and Wednesday, but usually we're busy screwing with Doc and Linnell. We are flying solo on this side of the glass today. Linnell's budget is, he's asking for too much, so we don't have two nickels to rub together here. I'm just teasing. Linnell's out today. He was doing a double duty thing on Wednesday between the show here and then last night overtime on 106.7 The Fan. So we're giving him a little bit of a break to celebrate his not so beloved Dodgers winning the World Series, and also to figure out what his Halloween costume is. What would you imagine Linnell is dressing up as on Halloween?
I don't think Linnell does Halloween. I think he just puts sunglasses on and says, I'm me in 3 years.
On the YIC. This is my costume. Youngest in costume. Oh, man. All right. I'll try not to mess with him too much. Good afternoon, everybody. Indeed. Happy Halloween. It is October the 31st. Yeah, the Lord. 2024. And that means we've got 2 months to go in 2024 before we turn the calendar officially over. Of course, November and December straight ahead, two of the best months on said calendar. We have our scheduled to have, I should say. We are scheduled to have. I believe it will happen. There was a little mix-up communication-wise last week. We are scheduled to have Nick Allegretti. Last week, one of last week's captains and starting left guard and three-time Super Bowl champion with us at about 3:30. So hopefully that will go down with no issues or problems. We'll see about something else that we're working on along the way as well. But that's the only thing scheduled for right now. Couple of things out of the chute that I wanted to get to real quickly here. With a Halloween theme, if you will. And that is I wanted to bring it up here because I sent it to Maddie, and Matt was busy putting together the Dumb Dumb of the Day list, which turns into the Moron of the Month selection. So I don't know what Matt thinks of these topics or if he even had a chance to see, but I thought in the spirit of Halloween, we could ask a really stupid, dumb sports radio question, right? And I'm admitting, I'm raising my right hand. Thank goodness I put on a good amount of deodorant this morning. I got my Best Buddy shirt on. It makes me look semi-slimmer, not slim enough, because I've been eating like crap. But I got my Best Buddy shirt, by the way, bestbuddieshomecoming.org. Please go there now. Bid on the silent auction. We need you. We need your support, even if you want to just make a general donation. Tomorrow night's the gala. Please, Best Buddies. Homecoming.org, bestbuddieshomecoming.org. But anyway, so I said to Matt, I was just thinking on my way home while I was stuck in traffic yesterday for nearly 2 hours, which was fun. In the spirit of Halloween, Jaden Daniels is obviously a treat. We know that. He's the franchise quarterback. We know that. As long as he stays healthy, we know we've got it right. And we know, again, it's a big as long as he. We know. We just know. You just know, right? I mean, it doesn't take. Sure, anything can happen. C.J. Stroud looks human this year, even before all the injuries to Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs. And they play on Thursday night football tonight. So it's good to kind of compare the two. I mean, he was the cat's meow after last year, right? And even though they're averaging the same yards per play and all those fancy analytics and all that stuff this year, if you watch C.J. Stroud, if you watch the Texans even before the Diggs injury, you know it's been a struggle. You know it's been not bad by any means, but it's just been a struggle. It has not been easy, which is good and is also bad. And we are going to face that. And it might be straight ahead starting this Sunday. The Giants defense is not bad by any stretch. And we know what the Pittsburgh Steelers are and what the Philadelphia Eagles are starting to look like. Okay? On just specific to the defense. But Jaden Daniels, we just know whether he's going to be putting up 350 yards. Don't expect that. Whether he's going to be putting up 275 a game, combined total yards. Again, don't expect that, but, you know, you hope for that. Again, combined total yards. As long as he stays on the field, and that's a huge if, and that's a huge as long as he, we know we've got a stud. We know we've got a crown jewel. We know we've got a franchise quarterback. How exactly it goes from here, don't know. But we just know, right? Like, you knew, no offense, Dr. Sabah, that Tyler Heinicke was not that guy. You knew that Carson Wentz was not that guy. You knew early on last year that Sam Howell was not that guy. You knew Ryan Fitzpatrick, well, I mean, he was hurt quarter one, game one. But you knew that wasn't the franchise guy. You knew Alex Smith wasn't the franchise guy. Kirk Cousins was the last guy that represented, based on performance, not potential, based on performance, the ability to be the number one guy, the franchise guy, the franchise-changing guy. And we know how that wound up. I mean, there was a lot of good. There was some bad. The ending was bad. The contract was a boondoggle because Bruce Allen sucks and screwed it all up. And they didn't listen to me, and I was right. I was screaming about it from Word One 2015 while everybody was busy laughing at me about the franchise tag. I was right. I was right. I was right. And I remain right. And we know how Kirk Cousins' career has turned out. I mean, again, a lot of good, some bad, not Super Bowl championship good. Maybe that'll happen. I don't know. Not everybody wins a Super Bowl. Okay? But the point being is we know where Jaden Daniels is heading if he can stay on the field. We know he's a treat. We know he's a treat. So we don't have to ask part two of my Halloween-themed sports talk radio goofy question. No, he is a treat. So I thought, I got to come up with a different question. And again, people like Paulie, who are critical of everything I do, and Bones and all those people, are going to dismiss it, make fun of me, be critical of it, say it's stupid, whatever their stupid memes and gifts are, I don't care. This is for the general audience on the phones at 301-230-0980, or if you want to tweet or post a message on X, at WrestleMania621, Matty is at Mr_Me93, the radio station at Team980. What candy or candy bar most closely reminds you of what Jaden Daniels is on the football field and off? Because that's part of the story here, right? It's not just what Jaden does on the field. It's what he is off the field and what he isn't, quite honestly. What he is and what he isn't. So on and off the field, what you know, what you've heard, because obviously everybody can see what he is on the field. Whether you know football or not, how in-depth you get, it doesn't matter. You just know. But what candy or candy bar does he represent most closely? And what I mean by that, in case you need a little further explanation, is not just necessarily what is your favorite, right? Because we could do that as well. Hey, what's your favorite? Yeah, I like Skittles. Okay, what do I do with that? I don't like Skittles. Skittles are okay. I don't like Skittles. Okay. But why is Jaden Daniels a frozen Snickers bar? Why is Jaden Daniels a Butterfinger? What about it brings out that, Jaden Daniels is this? You see where I'm getting at?
I see where you're getting at. What's yours?
So I was thinking about this, of course. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are my favorite. But is he a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? I don't think so, because Reese's Peanut Butter Cup does not bring a toughness mentality to me. It's delicious. It's the best. I had two last night when I'm not supposed to. I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. The best. Dan Orlovsky is a freaking lunatic that he thinks Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is the most overrated Halloween candy. I watched that this morning. I wanted to throw up. He's a lunatic. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are awesome. But that's not what I think of when I think of Jaden Daniels. Because what I'm looking for in this topic is not only taste and what is your favorite, but what kind of candy or chocolate bar that it is representative in your mind of Jaden Daniels. And what I mean by that is toughness. We saw that toughness come out last Sunday. So is there a candy or candy bar or what have you that reminds you of something that's tough, something that is maybe difficult to tear apart or difficult to chew, if you will, something that is bold and strong, maybe in taste or color or look? You see where I'm coming?
I see.
So, Matt, I thought this. Now, I'm not a big fruit candy guy. I think you could probably tell by my initial thoughts on Skittles. Not a big fruit candy guy. Like, occasionally a Starburst, okay. Starburst. If I have a Skittles, it's not gonna like ruin me, but I would never seek it out. I'm not a taffy guy. I'm not a fruit sweet kind of candy person. Runts, Nerds, whatever, all that stuff. What I am, I love. And I think it perfectly, in my mind, symbolizes Jaden Daniels is a Butterfinger.
Okay.
A Butterfinger has got chocolate. It's got that, I don't know what the texture inside is, but it's kind of got a little brittle grittiness to it. It's got sweet. it's a little bit hard to get through because it gets stuck to the roof of my mouth, right? So there's some resistance there. There's some metal, you see where I'm going with this? I don't want what your favorite candy bar is. Anybody can do that. I want you to compare the damn franchise quarterback to a piece of candy or a piece of chocolate or a chocolate bar because that's what he reminds you of. That's where I'm going.
I hate to be the one to just end the conversation right from the get-go because that was a good take you had, but empirically it was wrong. The correct answer is Toblerone.
Ooh.
Because it's top tier. You think it's like some high quality chocolate. Like it's if you're getting a chocolate bar, it's like you can go Hershey or you can go Toblerone. It's a step up.
It's a different level. It's like a top shelf liquor.
Not to mention, have you ever tried to eat a Toblerone incorrectly, just like gnawing at it?
I don't know if I've ever had a Toblerone. Maybe I have, but I don't remember.
You have to break it specifically. It looks like it's thin. It looks like it's not going to be that much. You have to break it very specifically or else it's going to just like fall apart. It can be so difficult to handle, but it's such a good candy. Not to mention, you get
a lot of that is what you're is what you think of with Jaden Daniels,
and
right?
It's like very, like, you get these little bits of toffee and stuff that'll also get stuck. So it's a little sweet, little crunch,
caramelly.
You get a little bit of everything. It's a unique experience. And I mean, it's a triangle. Let's talk about the Jaden Daniels experience so much. It's been awesome.
So when you say triangle, that's how it comes?
Yeah, it comes as little triangles.
Oh, okay.
It's on a stick that you break off the triangle.
Is a triangle, in your mind, symbolic of anything different than a bar or a rectangle?
I would just say this organization and this team also feels very well structured, and that combination of Jaden Daniels being able to lean on Brian Robinson, being able to lean on Terry McLaurin, and those three offensive units all being able to take what they need to from the program while also leaning. I think of it as a very, we have three all-stars on this team.
I like that. I told you, I didn't want to start
the conversation ending it with the right choice right from the get-go, but it's the right choice.
But because I've never had a Toblerone, I can only have a mental grasp of it. I don't know if I have maybe I've had it once, but I don't remember. I don't have that physical connection to it like you do, but a damn do with a Butterfinger. So mine is Butterfinger, yours is a Toblerone that best represents Jaden Daniels. I know this is weird. I know this is wacky. I know this is wild. Forgive me, for God's sakes. We're going to have a little bit of fun. We do something different on this show every day. We do not talk about Jaden Daniels selling jerseys every day. We just don't do that, and we certainly don't talk about the stupid name change thing all day long, okay? We just don't do that. We do it begrudgingly when we have to. So when we get an opportunity and something comes through my mind, and then we're able to generate it into a fun topic that has some relevancy to the team and the quarterback, we're going to do it. 119 on the Team 980. I've got another weird, wacky, wild question, too, that I'll unleash in a little bit on you guys in the Halloween spirit. But coming up next, we'll get to your phone calls. Before we lose some JU ice on that, we will get into what candy or chocolate bar best represents, in your mind, Jaden Daniels. Again, not your favorite. We're not asking for that. What represents Jaden Daniels best in your mind? 301-230-0980 if you want to tweet us at WrestleMania621, at Mr._me93, the radio station at Team 980. Back in a flash. Happy Halloween, you ghosts and goblins. All right, good to have you with us right here on a Halloween Thursday, approaching 125, Team 980, Team 980 on Odyssey, always live and free there. We're asking you what piece of candy, chocolate bar, chocolate, what have you, best represents Jaden Daniels. And again, just to be clear, we're not looking for your favorite. Nobody cares. It's kind of like your fantasy team. Nobody cares. But you heard the description of Matt's Toblerone, right? Little top shelf elite. What else does it have? Caramel? Is it caramel, right?
Yeah, but it's also, it's a funky shape.
Yeah, funky shape, triangular.
You got to come at it at the right way. Otherwise, it's going to be difficult, but it's unique.
Now, you went a little top end, which certainly, again, makes sense because he's not just any other quarterback. I went with Butterfinger because it's got some brittleness to it. It's got delicious, whatever that filling is of a Butterfinger, oh my God. It's like, My friend Sarah sent me this. She says, a payday. And there's a picture of a payday. Now, I love peanuts and all that, whatever they call that, nougat and caramel stuff or whatever. I don't know if I've had a payday in a really long time. But here's what I know. You know who's going to have a payday in 3 years? Jaden Daniels. And he might have a payday that will break the old piggy bank of Josh Harris. If we're heading in the right direction, $75 million maybe at least. And that might be a discount. But I think the whole idea is payday, you know, like a little sweet, some grit to it, some toughness to it. Again, you got to chew through it, right? He's not a paper doll, even though that was kind of the criticism of Jaden Daniels, right? Hey man, avoid the car crash hits, which is still fair, right? You still got to do that. And he's taken some. He's brittle. Or thin, or whatever, up top, upper body. So some of that is fair, but I think that's a good one, right? That's exactly what I'm looking for. Like again, it's not just your favorite, because that's anybody can do that. I'm asking you to use your brain and kind of think about why it best represents Jaden Daniels. And there's really no right or wrong. I might dismiss it based on what you described to me, but, you know, let's have some fun with this for crying out loud. I mean, you know, look, we can talk about the Hail Mary again if you want. We could do that. We can talk about the Giants game. We'll do a lot more of that tomorrow. But you see where I'm coming from? I'm going to try and ask Nick Gallegretti some Halloween questions when he joins us in 2 hours as well. 301-230-0980. Let's get to you on the phones. I saw D-Dove up there yesterday. We didn't get to him, so let's get him in here in the leadoff spot before 1:30. What up, D-Dove? How are you?
Hey, what's up there, Roost?
What's shaking, pal?
Hey, man. Yesterday, you and Linnell, y'all just held it down a touch.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, I will say this. Sometimes it's very hard to get as many calls as we'd like because, you know, we both have a lot of strong opinions and personality and all that good stuff. And I know that rubs some people the wrong way, but I appreciate the fact that, you know, you're understanding that, you know, like sometimes there's a lot to get to and sometimes we're not going to be able to do everything.
Okay, man, I'm going to go on and get off so you can get to the other folks. But myself, me, Jason Daniel is a Daniels is an almond joy.
Ooh.
Man, he got the city on fire, man. He got the city on fire. Look, back in the day, I used to wear my jersey, and people used to look at me and say, oh, man, laugh at me. Burn me up. Make me feel like an ostrich. I want to put my head in the dirt. But look, I walk around there. This is what I get. Oh, man, y'all got something. I say, yeah. All y'all that burnt me down in South, y'all know who this is. This is D-Dub. It's my turn. Payback is a, you know what that is.
Yeah.
We, the Commanders, the Redskins, y'all know I'm a Redskin, man. We back. See you, Bruce.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. All right. Trying to schedule a guest while I'm trying to do the radio show. I should concentrate on the radio show here and do the guest during the break. All right, so I tell you, that was a good start from D-Dub, right? That's exactly what we're looking for, what Matt has given you, what I've tried to give you, what Sarah's given you, what D-Dub gave you. You want me to go to one more here before? Okay, let's get to line five. Is it Raina? Raina in Arlington?
Yeah, that's it. This is Marina.
Oh, Marina, okay.
My 9-year-old here, Val. I just picked up with a possibly broken arm from school.
Oh no! Wait! What happened? Wait! Slow down! Wait! Your 9-year old child broken arm from school?
Yeah.
Oh no!
In the car on the way to and from urgent care. Ben, can you say hi.
What's your child's name?
Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. I hope you feel better. God, that stinks. How did it happen? Does she know? Or do you know?
Go ahead.
What?
She asked how it happened.
I just fell down, and I landed on the back of my hand.
Oh, that stinks. I'm sorry. I tell you what. You know, you deserve a lot of Halloween candy.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I'd do something more for you, but, you know, I don't know what the rules are with radio and all that good stuff, but I'm really hoping that you're okay, all right? And even if it's broken, it's okay. I, you know, you're going to be all right. They'll put a cast on it, and you'll be okay. Just got to be careful, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Best of luck, Valerie. I appreciate you. Mom?
Yep.
Morena? You're listening, which I appreciate, and I assume you're calling about the Jaden Daniels candy thing. Is that right? Or
yeah,
okay,
yeah, for sure.
What do you think represents him?
So we think that Pop Rocks is perfect for Jaden Daniels.
Pop Rocks. Tell me a little bit more, because I know what Pop Rocks are, but it's been, quite honestly, a long, long time. Is that the stuff that sizzles in your mouth, right? Like when you put it in, right? Is that what that is?
Yeah. So they taste really, really good. They're really sweet. Mm-hmm. So you got, you know, some of the components where you just love them. But also, when they're in your mouth, they explode and, like, pop all over the place,
mm-hmm.
which just made us think of the Hail Mary at the end of the game on Sunday. And when the football actually went out of the TV's pan view, it was like the Pop Rocks exploding. So that's the candy that we think for Jaden Daniels.
I love it. I love the creativity. I love it. Well, listen, I hope Valerie's your daughter is going to be okay. And, you know, mom, you know, like these things happen, you know, she's tough. She's resilient, like Jaden Daniels. Right. So, you know, just, and let her, let her have an extra piece of candy tonight. Okay.
I'll let her have a bunch of extra candy.
Yeah. On Uncle Rooster. Okay. Just tell her I'm a big fan of hers. Okay. She's tough and resilient.
All right.
Thank you. Happy Halloween. I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate that. How about that? That was interesting. All right. Way to go, Marina. And Valerie. Oh, poor little thing. 9 years old. Possible. I mean, she didn't say it was definitive, but, you know.
As someone going through a bum wrist right now myself, yeah.
Well, that's right. I forgot, right? Is it feeling any better?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot better. Okay. But I mean, I haven't gone to the doctor because I'm at the age where you could, or you could just say, it's
sore. Can you do that?
I have
like,
motion, everything
okay.
like that. I can grab stuff, everything. It's just a little stiff. I think I had a bone bruise.
All right. Okay. Well, we hope
was cooking. To everyone who doesn't know the story, was cooking, smacked my wrist. It hurt.
Yeah. You know where I'm going to break my arm if I ever break my arm? It's probably like crashing into a door, trying to get out of a door with all of my books and bags and
and it's going to be a pull. It's going to be a pull door that you're going to hurt yourself on.
And the doors around here are like 500 pounds in nature. You know, like they have like all that resistance. Not only are they big, heavy doors, but they have all that like spring resistance and all that stuff. It's not like you just go, doop, you know, and walk right through it. All right. 301-230-0980. So good luck to her. We'll get more of your calls. I see John in Landover, Scott in Maryland, Mark Lapp. We'll get to everybody. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. First, a trending alert. All right, last night, the Los Angeles Dodgers winning the World Series. That means partial Commanders owner Magic Johnson is a World Championship owner again. Was he just tuning up the band? Was he just practicing for February in New Orleans? Maybe. We'll find out. Of course, as always, our society lets us down. In Los Angeles, there were all sorts of videos of people throwing objects at police. There was looting of stores, and there were 12 apparent arrests made, and an LA bus set on fire. I mean, people, can we celebrate like Washington, D.C. did when the Capitals and the Nationals won their respective champions? Of course not. Of course not. Anyway, Yankees free agent outfielder, that's right, he has finally hit free agency. Juan Soto was asked, of course, after the game about his plans. He says it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a good experience. I think every player in the big league wants to experience this. He said he's open to every team. Will he come back to the Washington Nationals? We'll discuss a little bit later on in the show. Thursday night football tonight, it is the New York Jets and it is the Houston Texans as they get together at MetLife Stadium. Of course, the Texans earlier this week losing Stephon Diggs. You can hear that game right here on the Team 980 on Halloween night, starting at 7:30 Westwood One coverage, and then the kick right around 8:15, and that's what's trending. What is this, dead man's party? My screen says. Oingo Boingo? I've never heard of Oingo Boingo. Where do you come up with this stuff, man? Okay. All right. Real quickly, before I forget, want to wish a happy birthday to a guy who I know regularly listens. I don't know if he is right now because he probably is at Command Land in Ashburn, but Mr. Chick Hernandez. Happy birthday, Mr. Chick.
Woo!
Even though Mr. Chick always busts my chops, he is a good guy, and I wish him the best. And he's, you know, dealt with some things, and we want to make sure that we recognize him as he's a big part of the media fabric around here. As well, to my guy George Carmi, who used to work with me at Sports Illustrated for a little bit. Another big, huge Commanders, Redskins football fan, does a lot of good work on Twitter. Happy birthday, George, and everyone else celebrating a birthday on this Thursday, October 31st. All right, let's get back to the calls. Matt told me to go here, so we go to Stevie Ray in Baltimore. Stevie Ray, turn down your phone, man. Or turn down your radio.
My radio's not on.
Okay, I can hear myself in the background.
I don't know. My radio's not on. I'm on the phone.
Okay. All right, go right ahead.
Apologies for if there's any problem.
Nope.
One, thank you, Matthew. You know why. If you don't know where that song came from, it was from the 80s. It was from a very good Rodney Dangerfield movie called Back to School. Do you remember it?
Back to School. Vaguely?
Yeah, well, it's a fun movie. You should watch it. Rodney Dangerfield is great in it. It's one of his greatest films.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, now I remember it a little bit more when you said Rodney Dangerfield, right? I wasn't sure if that was the name of the movie I was thinking of. Okay.
They had this huge party, and that band's playing this song in that party in the movie.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, the Oingo Boingo. That's the one. Listen, I'm going to throw it out on your show. I've thrown it out before, so I'm going to throw it out one more time because I really think it sounds good. I want to give a nickname to this young man. I do. And the name I'm coming up with, and I tried it at the stadium, and people liked it. I want to call him the Ghost. Especially on Halloween, I think the Ghost, he doesn't run around the field. He kind of floats. You know what I'm saying? It's like the defensive players are reaching for a ghost when they're trying to grab him. And he moves around so smoothly. It's just, I like to name the Ghost. I'm going to throw it out there. Jaden the Ghost Daniels.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if that one's going to hit a home run, but okay.
Maybe not with you, but possibly with other people.
Okay.
You, on the other hand, I wasn't trying to convince you.
I appreciate that.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Stevie Ray. Yeah, bye. I appreciate that. All right. Stevie Ray didn't offer us a candy bar selection. I'm just really trying to get everybody in the lather for all the sugar and the candy and all the chocolate that you're all going to eat that we're all not supposed to eat. It's like the devil's food. I mean, literally and figuratively. I mean, it's wonderful, but
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
You know what? I really need some Diet Mountain Dew. I really do. But I'm trying to be more responsible. I've been trying to drink a lot of water.
Didn't you bring in a 2-liter Diet Mountain Dew yesterday?
No. No, but you see what I have here. Trader Joe's Sparkling Lime Water.
Those are good.
And I got a bunch of stuff from the grocery store, and none of it is Diet Mountain Dew. I did have Diet Mountain Dew earlier this week, though. Monday night, I stopped at Sheetz because I needed gas, and I got a big old mumbo jumbo size Diet Mountain Dew. Woo! I was flying. 301-230-0980. Back to the phones we go. Let's see here. I think John in Landover is next up in terms of wait time. Johnny, how are you? Happy Halloween.
Yes, sir. Happy Halloween, Mr. Rooster. This is my first time calling. What's up with you, man?
Thank you, pal. I appreciate it. Hang on 1 second. Let me do this for you. Woo! Wait, yeah. What was that, Ric Flair? What?
Woo!
Okay. There you
Woo!
Go.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Woo!
There you go. There you go, Johnny. All right, what you got for me?
I appreciate that. All right, so I thought about this candy, right? This mm-hmm. is not my favorite, but I thought about Trolleys, the octopus, the sweet and sour candies. Now, why I said this is because I learned about this candy from my child. You know, he taught me about it. So I'm saying this is a candy that can unite the young and the old, like the young Redskins fans and the new Redskins fans and Commanders fans who we see now are excited about the team. They got the energy. We got the flavor. We're up right now, you know?
Mm-hmm. What was the first part of it? I heard the sweet and sour, but what was the first part of the actual candy's name? I'm sorry.
The Trolleys. It's the Trolley Octopus. Like, you know, Trolleys.
Like, and you're saying octopus as in like the weird slimy fish?
Yeah, it's the shape of an octopus.
Okay,
it's not slimy, nah.
Okay,
you gotta get the octopus.
No, no. I meant an octopus is slimy. I didn't mean the candy.
Oh, no.
You know, if for those that are Italian, right, that have ever dealt with like squid and calamari, right, an octopus is very slimy, and I know they throw them on the ice in Detroit and all that stuff. So that's what I meant by that.
Oh,
okay,
bro.
All right, little sweet.
Okay.
I like the creativity. Now you said your kid turned you on to this or introduced you to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
My kid turned me on to it, and when I initially tasted it, I thought it was gonna be sour, but it's really more sweet.
Okay.
So we've got Jaden Daniels. We might have thought that it was gonna be a learning experience. It might have been a little sour, a little sweet, but we got a lot of sweet right now. It was way better than we expected.
John, this is exactly what I was looking for. I don't know what candy you're talking about, but exactly what you kind of described is the spirit of what we're trying to get at. So you guys are doing a great job. John, you did a great job.
On Twitter, try it.
Attaboy. Send me a picture of it if you can, okay? Because I don't know it, so I'd like to learn more about it. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Happy Halloween to you and your family. Be safe out there. Appreciate the first-time call. Yeah, if you're a first-time caller, please let us know because we will always give you as much of the Ric Flair love, as much of the Nature Boy as we possibly can. Let's get to Scott in Maryland. Next up on the Team 980. Scott, how are you?
Good, Chris. How you doing?
Doing good, Scott. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. I got a good candy for you. It's more in regards to Jaden Daniels' just mentality, his mental, how he is mentally, and how mature he is. Cadbury chocolate. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes. I know. Like a Cadbury egg or just Cadbury
or
chocolate
bar? Or I'll start this way. If it's the bar itself, the ones you see at the store that nobody buys except me, it's smooth, it's English, it's reserved, it's, you know.
Nobody.
And then if you want to add the crunchy shell part, it's... he gives you a, he's good at crunch time. So is that little crunch? He's good at crunch time, like that Hail Mary the other day.
Oh, I love it. I love it. No, but the best part about that, the ones at the store that nobody buys except for me. That was a good one. That made me laugh. All right. I got you. Are you a big Cadbury cream egg type person at like Halloween or what? Not at Halloween, at Easter.
Yeah, I love those too. I wouldn't. I don't want to compare Jane Daniels to that because
I got you.
The gooey center. That's its own thing. They used to have Halloween ones called Scream Eggs, but they always seemed a little iffy in quality. They usually sitting by the gas station cashier or cash register, and when you try to bite into them, it didn't look too safe.
Yeah.
So I think they got rid of those. At least I haven't seen them in a while, but. That's my candy for Jaden Daniels.
Attaboy, Scott. Excellent. Well done. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Happy Halloween. Let's get one more in here if we can. Mark is in Maryland before the break. What up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you, Mark. What's going on, man?
All right. Awesome. Well, a couple things. Number one, Butterfinger. They call it crispity crunchity is the inside.
Wait, you said Butterfinger?
No, when you describe Butterfinger, you're just trying to describe the inside. They call it crispity crunchity.
Okay, all right, gotcha. Okay, all right. So I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know how to describe that texture, but you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a good bar. By the way, if you haven't tried a Zag Nut is like a similar center, a little softer, but it's got toasted coconut on the outside. Mm. So try a Zag Nut. They're hard to find, but
yeah, I was going to say I've never heard of that. I'm not a huge coconut guy, but you know, I mean, I could try anything once, but okay.
It's got that crunchy peanut butter stuff in the middle.
All right.
Anyway, you might end the segment after this one because I think it's a perfect setup, the perfect description of him on the field. Off the field, he's like a Hershey bar, just smooth chocolate, just you know. He's not trying to be flashy or whatever. Off the field, he's just dependable chocolate Hershey, maybe Hershey with almonds a little bit, but that's off the field. On the field, he's a Reese's Take Five.
Ooh. Right? What now? What is? I've seen those, but what exactly is a Take Five?
But I'm gonna tell you every single part. All right. So obviously, chocolate on the outside, because smooth, just like he is off the field, dependable. It also has nuts in it because he is a little nutty when he needs to be. Then it also has peanut butter, Reese's peanut butter, smooth. The guy's as smooth as you can get on the field. Got a little caramel. What does caramel do? Caramel stretches because the master, Jaden Daniels, can stretch the play whenever it's needed.
I like it. Mark, you're not going to believe this, but as you're describing all this, I got a Facebook message. I don't know why I'm on Facebook. I assume I can mention his name. From Gordon, who just literally as you were describing the Reese's Take Five, and he is suggesting the same thing and put up a picture of the Reese's Take Five package, and I could see now the inside of all the stuff you just described.
But the last part I didn't get to yet was the pretzels. Salty pretzels in the middle. Because he can't get crunchy, but if you get in his face, he'll get salty. He's so smooth off the field, but don't jump up in him because he will get salty on you.
Love it, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it. Great job. Yeah. Great job. You guys are doing awesome so far. 151, we got to take a timeout. More calls coming up. Stay tuned on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I always wanted to do a TV show, not a TV show segment. Like, you know, Zabe used to do it, who used to man 980 in the afternoons. And, you know, you'd like go through like what was on TV that night from a sports perspective and maybe like something of interest to like not sports. I always thought like that would be something we should do. You know, another song that just reminds me of my youth, besides Somebody's Watching Me, from Rockwell. Maddie, see if you could find this. I don't know if you even know this, but Rumors from the Timex Social Club. Now, it doesn't necessarily fit today's music theme, right, of Halloween and whatever, but Rumors, Timex Social Club, I believe is the group name. And I've always wanted to turn that into a segment, too. So we might just, like, do that. Because I'm always looking to see how we can better improve the show. And then we come up with weird, wacky, wild topics like this. But you guys seem to like it, so we're going to keep it going. All right, let's grab one more here before the top of the hour. Let's get to Myron in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Myron? How are you?
I'm good, sir. How about yourself?
Good, Myron. What's going on, babe?
Okay, so regarding the candy bar.
Yes, sir.
Jaden Daniels is definitely a special.
Special is the name of the candy bar?
Yes, it is. It's a okay. Hershey bar.
All right.
Special.
Okay.
It's dark chocolate.
Okay. All right.
So
okay.
Dark chocolate is healthier for you than regular chocolate.
Mm. All right.
And as you have seen, Jaden Daniels' play on the field has everybody's spirit lifted.
I like it. I like it. Do you know why dark chocolate is healthier than regular chocolate? Is it the sugar content or is it the refinement or chemicals? Or do you have any file on that?
I believe it's the sugar and okay. There's more of the cocoa bean in the actual chocolate itself.
I'm a big fan of whatever tastes good and that is better for you, right? That's the problem with, you know, like a lot of diet D-type foods, is it doesn't taste good, right? So if you can get something that tastes good, that's better for you, that's the key. That's the trick.
That's why I don't do diet food.
Yeah, well, neither do I, or at least for the last month. Boy, do I have to get back to it. But that's good. I like that. All right. So they just call it the special, not the Hershey special, just special.
It's just a Hershey special.
Okay. All right. I love it.
Thank you. Special.
Thank you, Myron. Appreciate you. Good to have you
all
aboard
right, thank you.
On the show. Happy Halloween. All right. Take a break here at the top of the hour. I see my guy, the Birdman. I'm going to have to figure out something and reach out there. Double A is with us. Anthony as well. We will get to you. What candy, chocolate bar, Halloweenish type treat best represents Jaden Daniels? And also, here's another thing. We also said we know he's a treat. We know he's not a trick. Outside of Jaden Daniels and Alex Ovechkin, who is the athletes? Who are the athletes that are a treat? Not a trick. That are a treat for you to watch, whether it's in person or on TV. Somebody that captivates you. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.